Fionnuala, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Amber. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. So Fionnuala, to start off, maybe can you give us a brief overview of the work being done by Access BIC at the moment?
Well, Access BIC has been helping entrepreneurs and innovation in the south and southwest of Ireland for more than three decades. We identify innovative entrepreneurs and provide support and business expertise within our region, which includes Kerry, Clare, Cork and Limerick. And really, we're trying to empower entrepreneurs to drive positive impact. Access BIC is actually one of four Irish BICs co-funded by Enterprise Ireland, and we work with them and the other Irish BICs to develop programs on a national scale, both from an accelerator point of view and preparing entrepreneurs for investment. So really what we do is we work with an extensive network of seasoned entrepreneurs, investors and partners, and lots of different agencies and institutions to provide professional services and business advice for startups.
Brilliant. And Fionnuala, I know, I think at the moment you're noticing that there's an increase, a significant increase actually, in female-led companies in the South and the Midwest regions as well. Can you explain to us a little bit about what you're actually seeing?
I mean, it's a great verification of the increase in general in entrepreneurs. We run a flagship event every year called the Entrepreneur Experience. And last October, we ran this event with over 80 applications for 24 places. So that was the highest number of applications we've seen in some years. Of those, we've chose 24 to participate. And of those, 50% of those were female entrepreneurs. We're working with some incredible female entrepreneurs at the moment. We're building really incredible businesses like Anna and Orlas Nuko-Carroll from Valentia Island Vermouth, Higgin Crowley from Ground Wellbeing, Femtech company Coroflow being led by Roseanne Longmore, Rena Maycock of CHIP, who is rewriting the script on mobile phone child protection. So some really amazing entrepreneurs coming out of the group that we are working with. One of the key areas also that we are partnering with the Irish BICs and Enterprise Ireland, and we have been running and organising the Next Wave Accelerator for them. Next Wave is the new national women's founder accelerator designed to empower women founders to validate, build and scale their businesses with confidence.
Ah, fantastic. That's brilliant to see. And it's great to see as well the success of those local businesses as well, isn't it? In terms of seeing that significant increase in female-led companies in the regions, how important is that, I suppose, for the local economy and for different industries as well, that we are seeing that increase and seeing more and more people getting involved as entrepreneurs?
It's hugely important to have a balanced entrepreneurial sector. And really, what we see many co-founded companies, so both with men and women founding companies, and we find that teams who found companies really stay at it and are able to build really successful companies. Female entrepreneurs that we're working with really come from right across the sectors, so from medtech to food to skincare to fashion to fintech. So we're really seeing a very broad growth of entrepreneurs working in various areas.
That's fantastic. And it's inspiring as well, isn't it, Fionnuala, to see these people taking that leap and taking that challenge of setting up a company, because it is a risk, I suppose, to take. But it is great when you can see that it is worth that chance, I suppose, and worth taking that risk because you can see the benefits of it and that it has paid off.
Absolutely. I think it's hugely important. And one of the areas that we've seen that has really boosted female entrepreneurship is the Enterprise Ireland Pre-Seed Start Fund investment. So this is an investment of up to 100 grand in a company. It can be between 50 and 100 grand. And it's not quite at the high potential startup level. So it's a really great entry level where a lot of female founders are getting funding from Enterprise Ireland to continue their startups before they get customers. This year, we had 57% of our total pre-seed start fund investments approval were female-led companies. So I think this fund is really kick-starting female entrepreneurship in this region.
And Fionnuala, in terms of entrepreneurs, no matter whether they're men or they're women or they're a startup or they're established as an entrepreneur, what stage they're at in their business, how can Access BIC support them? What can you do, I suppose, to help them in case anyone's listening and they're thinking that potentially they might be interested in reaching out, but they're wondering how might you be able to support them along their journey?
So Access BIC works in depth with the companies from the very early stages right up to scaling companies. We provide support and essential business expertise, building their business plan, helping them get investor ready, pitching to investors, and then scaling their company for growth, growing internationally, and building their teams. So we work very closely with the startups and entrepreneurs that we work with for quite a long time. As I said, we are co-funded by Enterprise Ireland. So all of the supports, programs, and accelerators that we run are run in conjunction with the other Irish BICs as well as Enterprise Ireland. So there's huge support there for startups and entrepreneurs looking to grow their companies. Access BIC also runs numerous events and initiatives throughout the year. At our Venture Academy, startups pitch for investment. And at our Entrepreneur Experience, 24 emerging entrepreneurs gain unparalleled access and advice from 24 of Ireland's most successful business leaders. So there's quite a number of ways that they can engage with us and how we can help them.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And it's important, isn't it, Fionnuala? They do reach out because that's what we want to see. We want to see businesses growing and scaling up and being successful. And it's important that they reach out and they avail of all the support that is available to them to achieve their goals and to achieve that success of their business and scaling it and bring it to where they want it to be.
Absolutely. And really, reaching out is the first step. So I would encourage anybody to go onto our website, accessbic.com, and fill out our client discovery form. This helps us signpost each entrepreneur that gets in contact with us. Sometimes it's signposting them to go to the Leos for an initial grant to get them off the ground. Sometimes they'll be working with us. Sometimes it's working on other programs. So really that allows us to help them grow and find the best support at the stage that they're at. Really what we're trying to do is create, you know, various systems like mentoring systems and bridging the gap between early ambition and scalable businesses.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. And I know you mentioned the form there, but if someone is listening and they want to reach out to you, is the website the best port of call or can they pick up the phone? Or what's, I suppose, the best starting point maybe for someone if they think that you might be able to support them in any way?
Yeah, the best way is to go to the website. Access BIC, as I said, is co-funded by Enterprise Ireland. We are actually a non-for-profit organisation. So when you come to Access BIC for advice initially, that advice is free. We sit down with you, we look at your business plan, and then we'll work out a way forward and looking to the future with each entrepreneur, it's different. So I would really encourage people, fill out the form on our website because that allows us to identify where you should be seeking that advice from and how we can best help you. Also on our website is detailed information on the programs that we run throughout the year, be that the HPSU funding program, the Prep for Seed, which I've mentioned, Pre-Seed Plus, and lots of different other programs and accelerators that we're involved in.
Absolutely, it sounds brilliant and lots of great and valuable supports there for businesses as well, be it startups or entrepreneurs, as we mentioned, to help them to scale and to grow along the way. And Fionnuala, thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening to talk us through it.
Thank you very much, Amber. Delighted to be chatting to you today.